listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Okay.
Hello, Rollo.
G'day. It's Kay Hammond Radio, is it? This is Kay Hammond number 4 or 5? Rollo Radio. And we're on at fakeologist.com, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a guy called Simon Shack?
Oh, he's a wonderful bloke.
Yeah, always a wonderful bloke.
Yeah.
And clues for him. And did you hear the other night that the poor little lab didn't know the difference between, what is it, cluesforum.info and there's another website. What's it called?
septemberclues.com.
Yes,
that's right.
Very important. Now they need a little bit of cash. Now how do we give them some money?
We will sing a song, and people will send in money for us to stop singing.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
Okay, let's sing a song.
What do you...
Something new, something strange. You're strange to me. Something strange.
Something strange.
Have you heard that song?
It sounds so familiar.
Something strange. Something true. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. So how are you, sweetheart?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. Very good.
It's always good, isn't it, to be one of a part of the crew. I call them the crew. And I read some of the things they write in the chat. Not so kind.
Oh, people can be mean, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. But I even think even the ones that are mean, or I think are mean, are actually kind. Like SMJ in the chat,
mm-hmm.
I think is cruel to be kind. What's it called? Cruel to be kind.
Cruel to be kind.
It was a great song back in the 70s. Yeah.
In the right measure.
Cruel to be kind.
It's the very first time. Yeah.
Means cruel to be kind. Means that I love you, baby.
You gotta be cruel to be kind.
Now, that was a Cool for Cats, right? That was late 70s. Let's play that right now. Can you do that? Can you play a tune? Can you whack a tune out?
Not just yet.
I can do it. Let's see if I can do it.
I'm trying,
right.
But...
Well, you just keep chatting away there, and I'll see if I can find it.
All right. I'll keep chatting away. All right. You find it. Nothing's better than a little bit of background music, but it's... kind of hard to do. You need some audio repeaters. So
that's where Abarato.
Yeah.
Is the man. I'll never be.
Yeah, he's clever with technology.
Oh yeah, he is.
Dang clever,
there's
man.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I can't believe this stuff he can figure out.
Yeah, well, that's he keeps saying to me. Right. Okay. I'm still talking and doing two things at one time.
It's hard to do sometimes.
That's all right, mate.
That's why I never chew gum and walk at the same time.
Did you see that thing the other day where supposedly in China or something, that you've got a texting lane or something?
A texting
people
lane?
People walk into each other.
Stay in this line. Stop hassling the other pedestrians.
Something like that. It's just hilariously funny.
You know, they have a lot of funny apps. Did you find it?
Not yet.
Okay.
So keep filling the air because we're on, I think we're on S, what do you call it? Right now.
Oh, I've got it.
We're on
Well, the live stream, right?
On the live stream, which means that means channel 3 on fakeologist.com, right?
Yeah.
So just keep filling it up. Cruel to be kind.
I know
it's not meant to be a, what do you call it? What'd you call it?
Just song?
An audio. Or
yeah,
a
background
song,
music.
Spinning them in.
Yeah,
that's right. I can play you a little chat that we did last night if you'd like to hear it.
All
so
right.
Let's just
a chat of a chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a chat.
I think it was okay to put it out there, but that's fine. Cruel to be kind. It was cruel to be kind, wasn't it? Cruel to be kind.
I think it's a little bit of both. Can you imagine?
How was your 9/11 anyway? By the way, just why?
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, we have.
Was it?
I put up some decorations. Yeah, those hanging man lights. They're beautiful all around my gutters.
And your family was all happy. And you know, and this is thing that they're trying to promote now is the what's it called? And Ebola.
Oh.
Is and Ebola is IS, which is I think what's it called?
The Islamic State group.
Yeah, and Ebola, which is this like invisible thing that's going to come and get you.
Yeah, very much so.
Are you comfortable with both of those?
I think they're both fake.
Of course, they're
so
both
I'm
fake,
very. Comfortable.
I'm just saying.
Yes,
but we're not allowed to talk about them both being fake and laughing at them. Is
yeah.
They used to call it is like a month or 2 months ago, right? Is ISIS or something?
Yeah, ISIS.
But it's just is now. Is
just is that what they're doing in the news? Is today?
Is yeah. Is what they're calling it now. Yeah,
I
laugh at it too. Yeah, is we're supposed to be frightened of is
the to be
it's these crazy guys in tanks with black flags on the top, right?
Yes,
and they behead people, like and cut people's heads off.
Yes,
yeah. Orange is the New Black, or whatever it is. Like, there was a movie called Orange is the New Black, or something.
But the fact that they're calling it the Islamic State what's the psychology behind that nonsense?
Yeah, I know.
You don't make a acronym out of two letters. Unless it's like a VP, a vice president or something, right? A doctor, a DR. But
yeah,
for Islamic State, it should be like Islate, you know, or some weird thing. But I mean, what is? Is the to be verb. Be. I don't know what pathology is. Did you find cruel to be kind? In the right measure, cruel to be kind. It's the very first time. Is that about how it goes? Something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna play for you. You ready?
Yep.
Ready? All right. I need to switch. I need to switch because I haven't got it perfectly technically down here. But here we go. We'll give it a go.
All right.
Ready? There we go.
But that don't coincide with the things that you do. And when I ask you to be nice, you say you gotta be cruel to be. Come on, everybody, in the right measure. Cruel to be kind. It's a very good sign. Cruel to be kind.
Off the ground, have you knocked me back down again and again? And when I ask you to explain, you say you gotta be cruel to be kind.
Come on, everybody, sing it.
Cruel to be kind, it's a very good sign. Cruel to be kind means that I love you.
breaking up.
And I want to know why I pick myself up off the ground to have you knock me back down again and again. And when I ask you to explain, you say you gotta be cool to be kind in the right measure. Cool to be kind, it's a very good sign. Cool to be kind means that I love you.
Oh, we're breaking up. Just painful. I apologize, folks, for that.
Cruel to be kind, one of a kind.
Very nice.
How are we doing,
welcome
guys?
Everybody to Rolo Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody to Rolo okay. Radio.
Did that come through okay?
Yeah, it was breaking up a little bit at the end, but overall it sounded good.
All right, sweetheart.
And
yeah,
who,
that was a guy called Nick Lowe, and man, it's just something that reminds me of the good times back in the 70s, you know.
Oh yeah, was he British?
Yeah, you know, there were times in my life that were 9/11, pre 9/11, and then post 9/11. You know, and when 9/11 happened, you know, everything kind of changed. It was just this massive thing that happened, and there was sort of a change that came, and it wasn't immediate. It was actually like 3 or 4 years later, and that's when things really started changing. Where laws started getting enacted here in Australia, you know what I mean? And then you start looking at it, and then you look at 9/11 itself, and then you go, "Oh man, bullshit story 101."
Right, yeah. True that. Oh my goodness!
And then it was bullshit story 101, and that's where I started getting pissed off because I don't like being manhandled or big fellas saying, "Hey mate, have you got a bomb on you or something?" Because I have a big beard, and I look Middle Eastern or whatever.
Oh, you think people would think that?
No, people when I get on an airplane or I'm in an airport because I look unusual.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you stand out.
I stand out. I've always stood out.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah. Because I don't mind standing out if I'm on stage and I've got a microphone in my hand and I want to stand out. But if I want to just be a part of the crowd, yeah.
Oh. Well, then
that's
I
all,
guess
sweetheart.
You put your baseball hat on and tuck your chin in and your,
I know,
collar
I
up.
I try and do all of that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just put, and look low key, and still they hassle the crap out of me, and I just think, God help the common man, the common man who's doing nothing wrong, all because of the big lie of 9/11. Okay, is this KHAM Radio 4 or 5 or whatever it is?
No, actually, I'm just up late trying to get my audio.
All right. Well, obviously, it's
audio
working,
mixer's
okay,
working
because I can hear you, and we're doing the back and forth perfectly. Yeah.
Well, that's just plain old TeamSpeak. So.
Yeah, well, TeamSpeak's doing its job fine.
Right, but I'm trying to play a video through TeamSpeak with the audio cable with a what do you call
well,
that?
Well, we're in the apparently what
audio
Ab
repeater.
Says. I'm not. Do you want me to start recording because like Ab says this is will actually be recording anyway. Do you want me to start recording? Do you mind if I start recording this end?
Not at all.
I'm recording this end. Yeah, can you see it? Recording now. There we go.
I can hear that. Someone said some nice lady said you were recording.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Take two, one, one, two, one, two. So do you want me to play that tune again,
maybe just the catchphrase?
I think Ab will put it on, or won't put it on, because the trouble with me at the moment is that Ab won't put a lot of my stuff. I try to go on with a guy again. If I'm repeating myself, I can't remember his name. His name is Charlie or something. He's an Irish guy, and we went back and did the back and forward. And they're Jew bashing kind of guys.
Ooh, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. Did you listen to it? It's like Rollo Has a Go or something. It's on fakeologist.com.
Oh, I saw the title. I didn't actually have a chance to listen to that one yet.
Yeah. Well, you got to get into it because it's like about an hour or something into it, and it's not an easy listen because it just the fucking Jews, JJJs, Jews, you know, did it all. 9/11, you know what I'm talking about. They're talking about the dancing Jews and all of that. But then, you know, luckily we had episode, I think, 124 or something of Ab, and a nice calm chat with Ab and Simon Shack talking. It was like one of the nicest things I've ever heard.
Oh, did you listen to that? Yeah, I listened to that. It's so fun talking to Simon, isn't it?
I think so. I've never felt uncomfortable talking to the man.
Yeah. Oh, backing up just a little bit. You know those guys who say the Jews did it?
Yes.
They're like, dude, okay, so according to you, you figured it out. Close up your book and go home. You're done. If you think the Jews did it, you're done. Right?
Yeah, but they they're still on the board of justification with, like, the Jew girl, what's her name?
Judy Wood.
which is very funny. It's very funny. And
her first name
and
is
Fetzer with
Jew.
His holograms. And Ace Faker, that guy, and they're talking about all of him. But the simple thing, it's media fakery. Yeah, it's media fakery from the get-go. There's no holograms. There's no dustification. You know, there's none of that. All it is what Simon Shack says, which is complete media fakery or video manipulation. Where the plane comes, a dive bomber shot in one, up shot in the other. If you watch September Clues, anyone, and you know what you're looking for, and you get some good music at the same time. And apparently, Social Service is his name of his band or something. So there you go. You get all in one with that guy.
The whole package.
He is a package deal, isn't it?
It's the trifecta.
He is a trifecta.
Fakeologists, yeah. Man.
Well, him and Simon and Ab or Tim or Fakeologist or whatever he wants to call himself now. He's got a multiple personality disorder, but when they chat together, well, let's just call him Ab. Simon and Ab, right, talking. I know him as Ab, right?
Yep.
Okay. And when they're chatting away, it's sweet. It's a clever, lovely, entertaining piece of work that they do.
That is very true.
Cruel to be kind. Should I play it again? Because now that we're going live, should we go again? Ready?
Yeah, maybe just play just a couple, you know, choruses.
A couple bars.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay, let's see. Now, remember, again, I've got to do some fancy shh.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rollo Radio. Today, Rollo is going to play Cruel to Be Kind by some guy's name I've heard three times and still can't remember.
Bonafide, but that don't coincide with the things that you do. And when I ask you to the night, you say you gotta be cruel.
to be kind in the right measure. Cruel to be kind, that's the very design. Cruel to be kind means that I love you.
There you go.
Hey, nice. Nice. Oldie but goodie. Oldie but goodie.
I used to spin them in when I was a youngster. Yeah, I was on radio when I was a young man.
Were you like a DJ?
Yeah, a little bit. I spun them in, and not so much anymore. But you know why? Because I don't like the lies that I have to tell.
Yeah, you knew, like. Do you want to give an example?
Well, when I had to read the news, and I knew the news was bullshit, and bullshit, and I say shit like that, and then I got shit canned. I got shit canned pretty quick, yeah, because I know what's real and what's not, and what's real is what is real. I know what goes up must come down is real, you know. You know,
yeah.
The more and more older I get, you know, it's like what is real and what is not. Sorry, sweetheart. Okay. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then.
And we realize you see through more of the baloney, so.
Oh, baloney, yeah. And baloney. What's in baloney, right? What's in baloney? Have you ever read the package? Or,
like, butts what's and in- lips.
Yeah, cow, lips and assholes.
Cow butts and cow lips.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we
lips and assholes. I'm a vegetarian or vegan, so I certainly won't eat lips and assholes. Oh, cow's lips and assholes.
I think they're delicious if you put enough tomato sauce on them.
it makes it tomato sauce. Have you ever read the ingredients of that? It's mostly sugar or what do they call it in America? It's called high fructose corn syrup or some shit.
I'm actually kind of like Ab. If you know, if I'm gonna buy it from the store, it better be organic or just like fresh vegetables and some meat.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. But it doesn't mean you're a freak that you make sure that everything's an organic vegetable. You know, the best thing, if you actually go to a farm and you pull the fruit out or the carrot out of the ground and then eat it straight away, it's almost like a drug. Eat it straight off the plant. Like the second you eat it, it's almost like, I don't know, have you ever done drugs? I'm not promoting drug taking. Have you ever done cocaine or smoked weed or anything like that?
I could imagine.
I'm not promoting that.
I could imagine such a thing.
Yeah, okay.
I could imagine.
If you eat a carrot that's just come out of the ground or you eat food that is just like an apple that's just come off the tree or fallen from the tree, you feel just as good. You just feel this because there's a life, there's an essence in the damn thing that we're supposed to get. I think we don't get when food's been in storage and whatever.
So are you telling me eating an apple is a fresh off the tree is as good as drugs?
Off the tree, yeah.
If that's not the best reason not to do drugs, that's it.
I'm not promoting drugs or anything. I've done them all. There's not a drug that you apart from. I don't think I've done heroin or
what about meth
methamphetamine or anything.
Yeah.
None of that. Yeah, because I've heard that's pretty nasty. But
that's big around here. The poor people, their drug of choice is meth.
What, methamphetamine?
Yeah, it's cheap.
That's easy to cook up. Yeah, I mean you can cook that stuff. They do it here too. It's a horrible. It's not even a fun drug either.
I don't think so. When I I don't, just the way I see people when they're on it, you're like, you are not having a good time. What are you taking that?
Yeah, why would you do that? I mean, why not just get into your local buddy and just grab a bottle of cheap wine or something? That's what I would do.
Right, or if you're in Washington State, go to the local dispensary.
Yeah,
and pick up some marijuana.
Bottle of cheap wine.
Yeah. Well, if you're in Washington State, you know, marijuana's legal. We have stores all over the place.
Yeah.
Go get some marijuana.
Oh, yeah. But again, the thing with marijuana for me, and again, I think we're going out live, so we have to try and keep this legal. So,
it's legal in Washington
State. The problem with me with marijuana is like just me personally, and I won't name names, and I've done it before, is I have to try and say Rollo. My name is Rollo. You know, I have to try and I like to keep control, and marijuana just takes me to somewhere I don't know where I'm going.
Hmm.
It's good for a lot of people, I know. And
maybe your third eye's opening up or something.
They're a lot of fun to be around. A lot of people that I've been around, they love it to bits. And they love those, shitless that I can't do it because but cocaine or something is something I'd rather do. Coke.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Easy drug. Yeah. Makes me feel absolutely joyful and happy as. But it's very expensive here. Okay, that's all.
Yeah. Once you do cocaine, do you want to keep doing it?
No. I did it in 2009. I did tons of it. But I didn't do any. I didn't do it when I came back here. I did it when I was in Thailand. When I came back, no, I didn't do it. Because it was so ridiculously expensive to get it here. And I didn't want to do it when I came
back.
That's
interesting, huh? You have to be able to afford it to do it.
In Thailand, man, there were kids
like
that. This is the tragic part, that like 10-year-old kids gave me a whole baggie, like a baggie that would sit in my hand that would, weigh for $10 or some shit. And then I just went straight up my nose and I just went, holy shit. I feel so goddamn good. I feel so good. And then I got on one of the jet skis and we're in Phuket, I think, or fuck it, they call it. Yeah. We had such a good time. I was fucking caked out of my fucking mind. Yeah.
And how'd you do on the jet ski? Just fine?
Well, I went out and I was perfectly, but it clears your mind. But it makes you feel so good. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're able to function.
Of course. Yeah.
Very
nothing
normal.
Wrong. Nothing wrong. But there you go.
Wow.
That's all. That was my 40th birthday because I'm 44 now. That must have been 4 years ago. So.
And how long did you stay in Phuket?
Phuket? I think two or three weeks or something. Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice vacation.
It wasn't long after. They still, that tsunami or whatever that happened there, was
right?
Pretty nasty. Yeah.
Yeah.
They called me girly man because I had long hair at the time. I don't have long hair now. They called me, I can't remember the name they called me, but it was girl man because I have long, I had long hair. I had long hair, hair that almost touched my ass,
Wow.
Did that hurt your feelings?
So
there's cop con crap and cop con car, and they call me car because girly man. That's all.
Oh, that's cute. Did that hurt your feelings?
No, not at all. I mean, I certainly now I don't have feelings to be hurt. I mean, if I had my feelings hurt, I wouldn't have stayed on that Charlie show. Where I was trying to talk about, September Clues and Fakeologist.com.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have stayed on that show if you're going to get your feelings hurt. Just,
yeah,
you don't hang around.
It scares some people away, though. They're afraid.
It does.
Because they're afraid to put themselves out in case their feelings get hurt.
Of course. Yeah, that's all right.
I guess those of us who hang around for a while just don't give a shit.
Exactly. Look, even when people, SMJ and a few other people, even Peter Sheehan, it's the people that kind of get closer to you. And right. when they say, but even Peter Shea wrote, "Only because I love you, Rollo, you're drunk. I can't fucking listen to you."
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. And when he wrote that in there, but he sort of said, "Only because I love you." And SMJ didn't. He just said, "Rollo, you're a star. Yeah. I haven't seen Simon Shack saying, "Rollo, you're a star.
Is that Abs Chat?
But maybe
chat?
I will one day.
Someone said Abs Chat is not letting people swear. Is that true?
Well, look.
Let's do a test.
It's not
shall
my
we?
Chat. It's Abs.
Well, so let's
it's
try. Let's do a
Ab
test.
Ab did the test the other day, and I saw you go, "G'day, Ab." And then the test went away. And then I went, "There you go." Well, you immediately took the test just to make sure it was working.
Okay, so I'm going to test
I would, if it was me, I would have left the test.
Okay.
I would have left the test in there because I saw the test.
Okay, so I saw several people do like the 4 stars in a row. So I wasn't sure if the program takes out the curse words or the people were pretending they were curse words by doing the stars. So let's do a test.
Well, can you say a curse word? Say a curse word to me. Just for fun.
Okay? I'll tell you, it'll be what I
say
type.
Say fuck. Hello.
Well, I'll choose fuck. The word there, mister. Okay? I'm choosing the word, so hold up.
All right.
I'm going to type test shit and press enter. Good. And, oh, it did it. Oh, so it did. Darn it.
Yeah, there you go. So you
and
said
now,
shit.
Yeah, now shit. Shit's in the chat. Sorry about that.
Shit's in the chat.
I really thought it would turn to
you. Shit in the chat, did you?
It did. I'm sorry.
There you go. The shit is like one of the kind of it, like fuck is probably the next level up, and then cunt is the worst probably.
Oh,
word.
Well, yeah, that's a bad one. Yeah. Well, just to let people know, this is September 17th, 2014, at thecologist.com audio chat.
Yeah. God. And we're talking about curse words. Okay, so shit. I think Kay Howard just shit in the chat, and it
I
worked.
I apologize.
Well, Kay is like one of my favorite letters in the alphabet because it's number 11. It's
number
the 11th 11. Letter of the alphabet. So,
okay,
well done,
Rollo,
sweetheart.
Should we try your word? Fuck? Should we
fuck.
Try that word?
F-U-C-K.
Okay. All
let's
right.
Go. Let's see
enter.
How we go.
Oh, darn it. Sorry, it's in the chat, too.
It's gone. Yeah, fuck's in the chat, too.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
I said sorry
what's
again.
What's Ab going to do?
It's like I got
well, we're in the live stream. I mean, you can't.
Listen,
you
Rollo.
Once you've heard it, you can't unhear it. But we're all adults here. I can't imagine any children. This is the problem. The problem with some sites where they go, "Oh, you can't say that." What is this a site for fucking 4-year-olds or what? You know,
I think the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
not a site for 4-year-olds. It's a site for 40-year-olds and 40-year-olds that have been fucking lied to their whole lives. You know, and this is where Simon Shack comes in, where he goes, you know, like moon landing bullshit and the fucking nuclear hoax. And fucking 9/11 for fuck's sake! Yeah,
exactly.
And why not get pissed off about that? We're not conspiracy theorists. We know it's bullshit. Bullshit. 101.
We call it.
They need to fucking
bullshit.
Teach that to the youngsters.
Complete. Right. Oh yeah, they are teaching it, but good. I'm thinking indoctrinated, baby.
Oh, indoctrinated. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. They are, man. The day that changed a nation. Scholastic books. What is the biggest propaganda agent? Scholastic Books. Holy shit. Talk about propaganda.
There you go. But we've got good people in Ab's click or whatever you want to call it. Like, you know, like Jan Erik and Simon Shack. People like those. You know, and plenty of others.
Plenty.
Yeah, like Carol Thomas. I haven't heard her voice or let me just think. I can go through them in my mind. SMJ, even though he calls me a dick, I love everything he says.
We haven't heard Unreal, ID Conspire
Unreal,
lately.
ID Conspire, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, all of those. And there's plenty of others, too, of real people that are clever, way clever than I am. But some of them don't come on the mic because I think they're more literal.
Type. You know, you put yourself at risk of being criticized when you speak on the mic.
That's true. That's true, too.
So, and some people don't want to, they're not ready to take that risk or aren't.
Well, they get frightened, They get frightened of being on the mic, Yeah, that's fine.
I was frightened, you know, before, but I thought, well, then I listened to enough people. Well, I listened to enough people, and I thought, well, they don't know any more than I do. So, each person had their specialty.
You have a good voice. You remind me of, I've said it before, that actress who was in the Halloween movies, Jamie Lee Curtis. You've got a Jamie Lee Curtis sound to you. That's all.
You know, I think you're right. That's sort of a...
You
simple.
Do have a Jamie.
You do. I'm kind of a simple person. Yeah.
As an actress, you're not simple. Simple means simple. you're not simple. You're actually very clever. Worked it out. And obviously, Ab's given you talk rights to the live stream, so he trusts you. He doesn't trust me. Because for your own protection, he wouldn't give me live stream access rights.
Oh,
that's okay. I don't blame him because I have problems with the booze.
You don't want that kind of pressure, man. I can't tell you the pressure I'm under. You don't need
of
pressure.
Right now, or what? Right now?
No, I'm teasing you. Like having that power is pressure. I'm just saying, you know, because I can grant talking power. It's a pressure
you you granted me talking power. That means
I can grant power.
Am I going to behave myself?
Understand what's happening here. I can grant power. I'm like a fucking genie.
Yeah, I know, but the thing
I'm a genie.
The thing came in is like if I say something, that I can be then he could be sued for. I say something.
No,
I could,
not sued.
You know what's it called? What's it called when you defame? I can say something now.
Yeah, there's
defamatory.
There's a loss. The defamation, a character. There's libel.
Don't worry,
there's slander. So slander.
Well, slander's okay.
Slander's
defamation,
written.
Different story.
Isn't slander written and libel spoken? What's the difference?
I don't. Well, look, sweetheart. I think
Let's find the difference.
I know what we're doing back and forth here. If anyone tried to sort of go, oh, you're slandering. Let's talk about Barack Obama, right? Do you want to talk about him for a second?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Just wait. We got to clear up libel and slander because people mix them all the time.
Okay.
Hold up. Oh, this is a dumb one. So one of them, let's go to legaldictionary.com. Libel, it's defamation by written or printed words. So if you say in a newspaper or that someone is a killer and they're not, that's libel. But if you say it out loud, they're a killer and they're not, that's slander.
All right. Now that you said that, I don't want to use Barack Obama anymore. I want to use Rupert Murdoch. Let's use bastard.
Good. We're talking about libel now. Rupert Murdoch and libel.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch. Yeah. Okay. I say Rupert Murdoch, that guy, fucks pigs. Now,
in
is that
butt.
Slander?
The butt.
In the butt, yeah. In the butt.
There you go. that's a pig butt we're eating.
He's a pig
Murdoch.
Fucker. Rupert Murdoch takes his clothes off. Yeah. And fucks pigs in the ass.
Oh, he's a pig.
He's a
butt
pig
fucker.
Fucker.
Yeah. Pig butt.
Now is that
fucker.
Now is that slander? Is that libel? Is that real?
That is slander, my friend.
All right then.
That is slander, right there.
Oh, good. Let's hope that he hears that, because there's a show in English show called Black Mirror. Black Mirror. Did you get that?
Say it back to me. Mirror. Yeah, Black Mirror. Mirror.
Yeah.
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. That means
Black Mirror.
Mirror. Mirror is an M-I-R-R-O-R. You know, you look in the mirror in the morning and you go, oh my God, I'm so goddamn gorgeous.
Black Mirror.
I can't believe I'm so.
Yeah. Turn the lights on. I'm so gorgeous.
I'm so gorgeous. I'm so gorgeous, sweetheart. Yes.
Hey, what's the name of that English television show where he goes to the beach?
Doctor Who.
People step into his tent and show them their diseases or wounds.
Ooh, I don't know.
You know, he's kind of on. He goes all over the place.
Kham, I've got to tell you, the worst thing that ever happened in my lifetime is this fucking reality, like the Kardashians and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Keeping up with the Kardashians and any of the reality shit.
Oh, we watched all of it.
All right. Well, I don't.
He liked it. Okay, man, maybe
I'd rather eat my own feces than watch that shit.
Well, they're both shit. I'd rather watch it than eat it.
You're right.
I'd rather watch it than eat it. I mean, if they're both shit. This is just the cursing hour. This is just the cursing show.
It is cussing. Cussing.
The Rolo and Sometimes P cursing
they
show.
They call it cussing California. Have you ever watched Californication? Have you ever watched that show?
I have not.
All right. It's got a guy that was in a show called The X-Files. Now, I can't remember his name. I think his name was David Duchovny, David Duchovny or something like that.
He's a
really
good
looking man.
Right, he's from X-Files.
Yeah, there you go. And anyway, he was in a show called Californication, and I watched that and laughed my ass off. So, but it was on free-to-air. It was on, what do you call it? Over there, it's
cable?
A special channel. Huh? Go again?
You mean cable?
Yeah, on a cable channel. What do you call it?
Public access?
No, it's not on public access. I don't think it is. But it's cool here. We love it here. Well, I don't particularly like it, but I remember the name of the damn channel over there. It doesn't matter. But yeah, Californication. If you haven't seen it, have a look.
It's pretty good.
It'll wake you up. It'll wake you up. Certainly if you have children.
Oh,
don't
TV
let that
show,
man around your children.
Don't let him. Okay, we'll keep him away. Okay, the TV show is called Embarrassing Bodies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It used to be called Embarrassing Illnesses. And it's this guy, and he goes around, and he just, looks at people's things on the beach. But, like, in Britain, they had a girl, she had an itchy crotch, and they showed her whole crotch on TV and why it was itchy. Her whole crotch. Yeah. All of it. Who does that?
Yeah, her vagina, right?
Yeah.
Right up close and personal, yeah.
Yeah, on British television.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather watch well-scripted stuff like Californication than some fucking fat woman stinky crotch.
Then itchy crotch TV.
Yeah, I'd rather watch.
I think you're
someone who's taken the time to write some drama or whatever it is. Again, I'm using Californication just for a because you're from California, right?
I'm the West Coast, yes, but I'm more north.
That's right.
Washington.
I'm just using using that as an example.
Rolo doesn't know I'm from Washington State, everybody.
All right, Washington. All right, let's talk about the Washington Monument then, like that big fucking penis.
Rolo, there's two Washingtons, Rolo. There's two Washingtons, right? Washington, our state capital, Washington, D.C., and then there's Washington State, which is on the west coast.
Washington,
D.C. is on the east coast. Yeah, that's not me. No, I'm not there. I'm on the west coast, Washington State.
All right. Okay.
Right. We're by Alaska.
Forgive me for
that. We have bears. That's
ignorance on my behalf.
Bigfoot. Right. Shit.
All right,
no, it's okay.
You forgive me?
Every time.
All right, sweetheart.
I will forgive you.
Every time. Everything mm-hmm. I say, you'll forgive me for everything I say.
Well, if you ask me to, well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just a very sweet thing. That's why you should be in charge of a K-Ham Radio 4 or 5 or whatever this is.
Thank you, Rollo. Thank you. Yeah, I was just, you caught me messing around with TeamSpeak and virtual audio cable, so.
Yes, the virtual audio cable, which is the best thing because that's the thing that will allow you to say anything at any time. That's why Ab, at any beck and call, he'll smash out a piece of audio. What's your favorite song in the world? Put it on there.
What would I do? Probably something from Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah,
now, Kayham, you're in your 40s, right? So you must have a song, like an ABBA song or what? What would you say that's your best
Simon song? And Garfunkel, one of their...
Simon and Garfunkel, yes. Yeah, which
I
one?
I don't have a favorite. It's like, would you pick a favorite child, Rollo? Of course not. They're all my favorites. Well,
I don't have one, but that's a loaded question because I know what you're up to. Yes, I am. And
was that from your mixer?
Oh, see what we got. One of my favorite songs was a song he did on his own was called Bright Eyes. Do you remember that one? Do you remember it was? I think it was Garfunkel on his own. Do you remember Bright Eyes?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you want to hear that? A little bit of that?
Yeah.
All right. Let me just, but it wants to work on its own here at the moment. Here we go. We'll go, it's dead air at the moment.
It is dead air.
No, that's not right.
I'm just laughing, looking at the chat, at my chat
test. What are they saying?
Where I test shit, and then I say sorry. Then I do the word fuck, and then I say sorry. It's like I have Tourette's. It's like I'm texting
really?
Tourette's.
Oh, Tourette's. Don't worry about that.
So I apologize for that, everybody.
All right. Here we go. I think this will probably be a remastered version. So let me, again, I've got to do some funky shit here. Hold on. One, there's going to be an editor. This is the worst part about YouTube now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Here we go. I'll just talk. Here we go. I'll just press pause. I'll just do some funky shit here and enjoy.
Loving you.
Art Garfunkel has a
Isn't
great
that
voice.
Just a sweet tune.
It is very sweet.
Now there's plenty of Simon Shack music I could have played, but you can go to cluesforum.info or what is it called? Fakeologist.com to get that.
Uh-huh.
And Simon gave a whole lot of it out freely the other night again.
Oh, wasn't that sweet of him?
If you go to fakeologist.com, at the end,
yeah, that was sweet.
They played a whole bunch of new stuff. I don't think his social service is doing the social service thing, but it doesn't matter. But one of my favorite songs was a lovely tune called Strange. Something True. Have you heard that tune?
I have not.
All right, then. I've got the full version of it here somewhere, but I'd have to go looking. I think it's on another machine somewhere.
That's Simon's
song. Do you like
song?
Simon Shack and his thoughts and opinions?
I do very much agree with most everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, logical.
Are you a fan? Are you a fan?
Yes. I
well,
wholeheartedly.
I'm a fan too. Well, I know he doesn't want fans, and I'll disagree with him on certain things. Rarely, I'll disagree.
Maybe I'll do some fanfic. I'll write a story about Simon Shack and how he came up with this video.
Well,
but
look,
I'll do
if
it
you
in
go
fanfic
to, if,
style.
Look, if
write
we
it
want
pencil.
A bit of controversy here, hey, Amen. Hey, Amen. Do you want a bit of controversy? If you go to that guy I think kicked finally Evil Edna or I think his name was Sial.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Well, if you go to there's
nemesis.
A website. The
you
second
know.
He got the second he got kicked from the site, he started writing nasty stuff about Simon Shack. Second,
go figure, huh? How does that make
like
sense?
The second you get banned, you go off somewhere else and then write, nasty shit. Yeah.
Well, Simon had concurrently banned him from Clues Forum, you see. So Sayaka Khan had a double whammy.
Right.
But
yeah.
he did go from being Simon Shack's like number one supporter to his number one enemy in the matter of 24 hours. So.
Yeah,
there's a problem there. That's
a massive problem there.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's ego or something going on there. I Simon says I'm not into. Simon says, that's always fun. Remember when Simon says, "Put your hand on your head."
Yeah.
I've got my hand on my head. Put your hands on your head. I still got my hands on my head. Oh, Simon didn't say. All right.
Simon didn't say, damn it.
I know. Too much fun. There you go. All right.
So,
it's always nice. It's always nice to talk to you, okay? Okay.
It's nice
and
to talk to you.
You're friends with Pichet, right? You're friends with Pichet, right?
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. I'm friends with everyone except.
Except, what about the guy? We wanted him to come on the call. I think his name is the friend with Chris Kendall.
Marcus.
I like Marcus Allen.
Oh yeah, I like Marcus. He's a character.
Yeah, get him.
He's a character
back here on fakeologist.com.
How could I not like him? I haven't even spoken to the gentleman. How could I not like him?
He's all right.
I don't know.
But he asks these questions. He's always a question asker. like a loaded question. He loads every question.
Ask me if I think he's full of shit. Ask me that. That's a whole different question, Romo.
Is Marcus Allen full of shit?
Definitely. Definitely.
Now, are we gonna be done for defamation for that? Or is that just us being, what do you call it?
Sarcastic,
having a joke. Yeah. Yeah. Does Marcus Allen have any friends?
I don't know. I'd probably be his friend. I have friends.
Yeah, well, if you're tired, friends, like when I was a kid, they had to tie a stake around my neck to get the dog to play with me.
Oh, no. No,
No. Again, see, I'm willing to take and dish it out too.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to a funny, archive, if you get delve into Ab's archives, there's me and Marcus going at it, I think, about a year ago. And I think Marcus had a YouTube video that got, like, it's got like 1.5 million hits now. It's huge. It did really well. And it's where the wing goes behind. It goes behind the building. It's the Herzogani shot. Okay. He has a super slow-mo. I think he got it from Godlike Productions or something. That was not even his own. But he puts this thing where he just says, look, have a look at the wing going behind. Seriously, the wing shouldn't go behind.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes so much sense.
Yeah, exactly, and it got 1.5 million hits, and good luck to the man.
And who was that
for saying, look,
who made the video?
The wing. There's no way the wing should go behind this thing. And then it was back and forth. Everyone's going, oh look, it's this, that, and the other. But if you're in Lower Manhattan, where the hell did that shot come from anyway? You had to be like in the water or. If you're in Manhattan,
yeah,
that's bullshit. Bullshit.
And who made the video? Who made the video?
Oh yeah, I think it was it wasn't Evan Fairbanks. The Herzogani, the guy. It's obviously a Jew. It sounds Jewish.
Herzogani. Oh, I looked him up. Actually, he's a real man. They own a jewelry store. It's in the family.
Yeah, that's the
they're
one.
Iranian they, Jews. Yeah. Listen, they're Iranian Jews.
I don't want the last thing wrong. I want to do on Fakeologists or anything to do with Fakeologists or Clues Forum is the Jews or it's the Jesuits or it's the blacks, it's the whites, it's the
you misunderstand me
because I don't know.
I think we can point at that someone's a Jew without saying they did it. You know, it's
what's the nanny, I think we right? can. What's the nanny, right?
Just
the
like nanny. I would say it's a Jesuit. If I knew he was a Jesuit, I'd say that.
All right. I'm just saying, well, again, I could know from an accent. I know a New York accent. But all New Yorkers Jews? They're not all Jews. All
New Yorkers. Connie
Toity Toy, 22 Toy Street.
Yeah.
Toity Toy Street. When I'm on the underground.
Yeah,
it's just an accent. Yeah, they have big noses, right?
Oh, what? I don't what.
They have big Jews. Have
you
big
tried it?
Jews have big noses.
No, I don't believe that. I know plenty of Jews, but I know there's like a bump though. There's a kind of bump they don't like. But you know what? And it's not just Jews though. It's like women. From certain, what is that, like Eastern European groups, maybe.
Yeah.
So we know plenty of Iranians who have that bump. They have no surgery all the time.
Yeah, to get rid of the bump.
Yeah, so the Jews are just part of the larger group that has that. Yeah.
So we lost, who did we lose recently? Or did we lose her? What was her name? Joan something.
Joan Rivers, darling. Joan Rivers.
That's her. Yeah, that's her. Joan Rivers. Yep. Now, did she lose a bump or what happened there?
Cause she yeah, she had surgery early on. Yeah.
Well, one of the things before she died, she actually said something about Michelle Obama being a man.
Right?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
I think
did you think they bumped her off because of that?
No, I think she's part of the propaganda machine.
I think she is too.
And she set her role before she ducked out and made her final curtain call. She fulfilled her final obligatory act that day, according
she's
to 81, the contract.
81 years
she signed
old.
In blood.
She looked pretty good for an 81-year-old.
Well, anyone could look that good with enough surgeries and a well-trained doctor.
Because Michael Jackson didn't have good doctors, I don't think.
I think there were a couple different Michael Jacksons who had face surgery to look like Michael Jackson. So when you
again,
you had doubles that were in the midst of surgery too.
All right, this is where this is where me and if you want to call him Aberrado or Tim or Fakeologist,
yeah,
I have different opinion. I think Michael Jackson died. It's the same with Elvis. Elvis, in my opinion, died in 42 years. Yeah,
I don't. Maybe Michael died or not. It almost seems he didn't. I'm going to say he didn't just because of Dave.
Oh, the Dave thing, yeah.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're talking about when he was talking with Larry King?
Yes. So Dave,
yeah,
for people
goodness,
who are listening.
That was awesome.
Started out as a little boy who got burned by his dad, and he had scars, and then Michael Jackson sort of adopted him as the big brother, and then so they grew up together.
Do you want to play the? You've got the clip.
I don't have my mixer running yet.
Can you actually do the clip thing?
I can't. Otherwise, I would be popping.
All right.
Shit
well, you just keep talking. I'll see if I can do the Dave.
So Michael Jackson befriended Dave, and when Michael Jackson died, I guess Dave inherited a lot of stuff, and all of a sudden now Dave has all these obligations at Michael Jackson's, you know, for his estate. So it's quite odd. But I have to say, I think Michael Jackson pretended to kill himself because he is one of the richest men, or his estate is, I think now richer than Bill Gates, because of him buying music labels and the conglomeration he has with Sony Music and his own music company. Like one Beatles song can net $100,000 a year, and they own hundreds of thousands of songs. That alone has made my
all right,
so much
so
money.
I'll just play the beginning bit at the beginning, and it's quite loud. So I think people can look it up for themselves.
All right,
all
and
they have
who's
to do
talking?
Is type Dave. All they have to do is type in Dave, and here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
In Los Angeles, Miko Brando, who was with us almost every night after this untimely passing, longtime Michael Jackson friend attending the funeral, and Dave, yes, that's his name, Dave, he was David Rothenberg. He was set on fire in 1983, suffered, as you can see, terrible scars. Michael Jackson befriended him and paid for a lot of his surgeries. Dave is also attending the burial. Why Dave?
Well, to liberate myself from the confines of my father's criminality.
He caused the fire?
Yeah. He is a criminal, and he caused all this. To free myself of his name and his legacy, I decided to become my own person through changing my name.
We'll find out how Michael helped you, but Miko, is that a typical story of Michael helping people like this?
Absolutely. When he would hear about stories of people in need, needed help, and when we watched the news together, he'd
now that he'd guy, reach out that to guy. Him have him, you do you even remember the what do you call it, the Boston bombing?
Yeah.
Now that guy actually looks like the guy that's wheeling the wheelchair race, you know, with the guy without legs. Even looks like him too. I mean, that all sounds conspiratorial,
right?
But,
Tim Bauman.
Could you hear that clearly?
Yes, it came through perfect.
All right, mate. Okay. Yeah. Well.
So wow.
It's always a pleasure. I think I'm still recording at this end. So, but if it's going out on the live stream, I think you know, unless it's outrageous what you say, I think Ab will put it up there. Or maybe it goes up automatically. I don't know how well he's got it going.
Yeah. Well, it's my bedtime. I'm going to work tomorrow. Then. So are we going to sign off?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Look, I've stopped recording this in. So.
Okay.
Well, look, hey, man. Well, don't be a stranger with me.
Okay.
And certainly with Simon Shack and Ab and all the crew there.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't
I think it's one of the best things that ever happened to the internet is liberation, right?
Right.
Okay. Liberation means freedom, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does mean freedom, doesn't it?
I don't choose my words as carefully as but you don't have to. Okay. Liberation. So if you're going to make a radio show out of this, I would play Queen, I Want to Break Free. The end of it. Do you remember that? Right. Do you remember that tune at all?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, that's a powerful one.
Well, I want to break free because there is in a... Anyway, that's all. Okay. It's lovely to talk to you, Kaham.
You too.
All right, mate.
Okay.
Over and out.
Take care.
Over and out.
Good night. Over and out.
Night. Bye. Bye.
I'm moving.
Oh. Hi, I'm Twitter at Mark Manuel, and I recommend that you check out fakeologist.com.